It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert with five things you need to know for Monday, September 30th, 2024. Item number five today, Helene. I dropped the ball on this last week. I didn't pay enough attention, really any attention, to the storm during the stories I selected last week, really focused on what was happening between Israel, Iran, and Iran's proxies, Hezbollah especially, but also Hamas, and failed to talk about Helene, which made landfall as the most powerful hurricane ever to hit Florida's Big Bend region. It's left a 600-mile path of destruction across the American Southeast. Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, all hard hit. The death toll as of this morning, more than 100, and that is likely to rise as search and rescue efforts continue. People having to be rescued from buildings by helicopter in some areas. Some parts of western North Carolina absolutely cut off as all bridges leading into certain areas destroyed in the storm. This was a generational event. This is going to take a long time for these areas to recover. More than 2 million homeowners and other utility customers without power as of Sunday night. As of Monday morning, still more than 1 million. South Carolina had the most outages. Analysts expect between $15 and $26 billion in property damage due to this storm. And again, loss of life for which there is no price that you can, there's no price tag you can put on that. And this is not over. A new tropical depression in the eastern Atlantic Ocean could become a formidable hurricane later this week. That's according to the National Hurricane Center on Sunday. The depression had, as of last night, sustained 35-mile-an-hour winds about 585 miles south or west-southwest of the Cape Verde Islands, and it could become a hurricane as early as Wednesday. This is just a devastating event. Please keep the prayer, the people who'd been affected by this in your prayers, especially the first responders now working to get to those who have been cut off without food, without water, without power for days, and those working to reestablish power in areas where things have just been absolutely devastated. A section of Interstate 40 in western North Carolina collapsing into the river below. It's Buncombe County, western North Carolina, absolutely smashed. But again, all throughout that area, and even as far at north as Indiana, eastern Illinois, western Ohio, friends of ours speaking at a prophecy conference in the Dayton area affected as they were without power, all the hotels in the area without power. So this is a widespread storm. And again, I failed to talk about this last week, but the impact here in the United States, absolutely huge. Topic number four, Iran. Back to one of the focuses of our stories over the last week or so, a top commander from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps was killed along with Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah on Friday in Beirut. This was during that massive bombing by the Israeli Air Force. Reportedly, more than 80 U.S.-made and supplied bunker busters, 2,000 to 4,000-pound bombs, specifically designed to destroy underground hardened bunkers. This took out the underground headquarters of Hezbollah in a suburb of Beirut. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi confirming Sunday that IRGC Deputy Commander General Abbas Nilfurishan, who was apparently meeting with Nasrallah at the time, was killed. Iran's Guardian Council said Israel will receive a forceful answer and threatened the destruction of the Zionist regime. Meanwhile, more Israeli reservists and tanks appeared along the border between Israel and Lebanon, a sign that the IDF could be preparing to start a ground invasion of southern Lebanon to take advantage of the confusion caused by the decapitation of the Hezbollah military command and push them northward so that Israelis, some 60,000 of whom are still living in temporary shelters, homes of friends and family members, hotels in places like Tel Aviv and Israel, can return to their homes. There is a report as of this Monday morning that there has been a limited ground invasion into some of the Hezbollah tunnels along the border. Topic number three, Netanyahu. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the United Nations on Friday, and the timing of his visit to New York was, shall we say, calculated. It led Hezbollah to think, as he traveled there on Thursday, that things were business as usual, but Netanyahu giving the approval to go ahead and strike at Nasrallah while he was in flight, basically. And this caught Hezbollah flat-footed. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is angry at Netanyahu. Biden, or his handlers, really, thought Israel was on board with a ceasefire proposal. The White House, in fact, announced it and then had to walk it back, saying they wouldn't have announced it if the Israelis hadn't agreed to it. The Israeli government said that reports of the agreed ceasefire were not accurate. This could be another calculated bit of deception. Likely the Israelis didn't tell the Biden team that they were planning to strike Hezbollah and take out Nasrallah because they didn't want Nasrallah to find out. Sadly, the United States has a long history of betraying Israel to its Arab neighbors. And it's not just during democratic regimes either. This also falls on Republican presidential administrations like Nixon and Reagan and George H.W. Bush. Anyway, Netanyahu's address to the United Nations was one of the best speeches he's ever delivered. He used biblical language talking about the blessing and the curse of those who oppose Israel, like Syria, Iraq, and Iran, Hezbollah and Hamas, and the blessing for those who make peace with Israel, like Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Kuwait, Egypt, Sudan, and so forth, and talking about the economic benefits that can come from partnering with one another. Very interesting, that blessing and curse language, exactly how God phrased things to the Israelites under Joshua at Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim about 3,400 years ago. Topic number two, China. While all this is going on, China and Japan getting aggressive there, Japan and China both sailing warships into contested waters to assert freedom of navigation. It's essentially a belligerent move. China has launched a massive military drill in disputed waters. This took place on Saturday, just hours after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tried to reduce regional tensions, meeting with his Chinese counterpart. These maneuvers taking place in a disputed area of the South China Sea, just hours after their foreign minister met with Blinken, suggesting that the Chinese and the Russians and the Iranians and the North Koreans and pretty much everybody else don't have much respect for Antony Blinken or his boss, whoever that might be, because it certainly isn't Joe Biden at this point. Coming up, John Kerry says the quiet part out loud. Freedom is a problem when it comes to Kerry and his colleagues. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new work in the Carl Gallup's Ultra Collection. When you order this amazing collection from the SkywatchTVStore.com, you'll receive the brand new book, Eyes to See. Is our world ready for the coming visitation by the legendary Pastor Carl Gallup's, where for the first time ever, you'll discover what the Israel link truly is and the gravitas prophetic significance it holds in the times we're living in right now. You will learn about the real-life supernatural encounter that will open your eyes to see the spiritual realm like never before. Eyes to See will make certain you are spiritually ready for the coming visitation. And it uncovers massive treasures of astonishing insight previously hidden in Scripture and revealed specifically for our day. You'll also receive the amazing books, The Summoning, Preparing for the Coming Days of Noah, and Glimpses of Glory by Pastor Carl Gallup's that take you from the Garden of Eden to Jesus' glorious return, and a cosmic collision of biblical truth that explodes to life upon the tapestry of the mind and soul. For a very limited time while supplies last, you'll also receive The Summoning Companion DVD. Join Pastor Carl Gallup's for this incredible, exclusive two-part sermon. From living without fear in the midst of our prophetic age, to the question surrounding what Jesus is telling his people through the prophecy of the fig tree and the return of Israel, this companion DVD is a must-have. These items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for your donation of only $40, which includes free shipping to all U.S. orders. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity. You can also visit us at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Carl Gallup's Ultra Collection.
Item number one today, that pesky First Amendment. It is such an obstacle to governance. This is according to John Kerry, who addressed a World Economic Forum meeting, the Sustainable Development Impact meeting at the UN General Assembly while those meetings were going on in New York last week. Quote, Seth saith Carey, our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to hammer disinformation out of existence. What we need is to win the right to govern. We need to win the right to govern by winning enough votes that you're free to be able to implement change, end quote. In other words, when he says govern, assume that what he really means is control. That's what he's saying. We the people are hard to govern when we can just say whatever the heck we want. With social media, freedom of speech in public places, boy, that just we just cannot allow that anymore. The reason is that globalists like Kerry are frightened that their disinformation and misinformation isn't cutting through because we are free to go to social media, video streaming sites, and yeah, at least here in the United States, we still have a constitutionally protected right to say things, which is why we're seeing such an assault on it in the name of saving democracy. We must eliminate hate speech, misinformation, and disinformation, dis, and malinformation, because they are threats to democracy. The only ones who get to say what they want are guys like him. Well, Skywatch TV announces its fall-winter 2024 conference, virtual conference, that is, The Resurrection War, the title inspired by 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It's all about who is raised up at the last trumpet. I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. The spiritual war is all about who is raised up to live eternally in that new kingdom that God is bringing to earth. More than 24 speakers, many you are very familiar with from Skywatch TV, Pastor Carl Gallups, Ryan Peterson, Dr. Judd Burton, Rabbi Zev Porat, and of course all of us from Skywatch TV, yours truly, Sharon K. Gilbert, Joe Artis Horn, Donna Howell, and others, scholars like Dr. Mike Spaulding, Dr. Igal German, Mondo Gonzalez from Prophecy Watchers, Carl Teichrib, wonderful list of people, and you can find it all at defenderconference.com. Defender.conference.com, you get 90 days access to all of the video presentations to watch in any order you choose. 90 days access, the conference goes live on the web November 30th. At that point, then you start picking and choosing what do you want to watch and in what order. You got to stop and pause. The advantage of a virtual conference, you miss the in-person fellowship, but you do have the ability to pause a speaker so you can take care of other business, like your dog needs to go outside, you need to make a sandwich, whatever. So there are some advantages to it as well. 90 days access from the time you sign up. So even if you sign up late in the month of December, January, you'll still get 90 days access from that point. So do take advantage of this. Sign up early. There's an early bird discount through November 15th, just $85, $95 after that. And again, information and a place to register at defenderconference.com. Well, that is our program this week. You'll find it at skywatchtv.com, where all of our video content is always present. You can watch it over the air, our broadcast schedule at skywatchtv.com/channels. It's available on Roku or Apple TV. You can watch it over the internet, youtube.com/@skywatchtelevision, rumble.com/skywatchtv, or through our mobile app, which bypasses those gatekeepers who think we should be protected from dis, and malinformation. You decide what is mis, dis, and malinformation. Bring us right into your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire device. We have links to all of those app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com. You'll find 5 in 10 online, YouTube at 5 in 10, on X, formerly Twitter, at 5_in_10. And thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.